time now for KJN's Heartbeat Today, daily program focusing on the people, places, and events that make the Nishna Valley a special place. Today's edition of Heartbeat Today is brought to you by WNS Appliance in downtown Atlantic. Here at this morning's program is your host, Jim Field.
Hey, Chris, how are you this morning?
I'm doing well. Yourself?
Well, not too terrible this morning. Did you have a good Christmas?
I did. Yourself?
Yeah, pretty good. Pretty good, all things considered, you bet. And I understand the weather was pretty nice yesterday.
Yeah, it was.
You only know that because I was told that. I didn't get a chance to get out and experience it.
Yeah, I only knew that going from car to door, car to door, car to door.
It's kind of the way it goes. Well, it's as cold as it was a few days ago, it's going to be just on the opposite end here the next few. It sounds like it's going to be warm here the next couple of days before we see the next chill out.
Yeah, warm through Saturday, it sounds.
Wow, 40, almost 50 tomorrow, the next day, something. Oh, my. Wow, I didn't see that one coming. But
no.
Hey, we won't exchange or return that.
No.
We'll keep that. Kendall Warren's in with us here this morning as we get going. He'd like to tell us today about W&S Suppliance. Kendall, did you have a good Christmas?
Yeah, very good, thank you. Good. Excuse me. Got three used smooth-top electric ranges. Still have that used drop-in electric range in very good condition. Excuse me. Near new gas range, got matched washer dryer set. Used front-load washer, almost new. Used gas and electric clothes dryers. Have a used power vent natural gas water heater in good working condition. Got gas and electric water heaters. These are new, made in the United States. We deliver, install, haul the old heater away, and, of course, service it after the fact. Ranges, gas and electric by Whirlpool, Amana, Maytag, Frigidaire, and LG. Freestanding models on display and a full line of built-in cooking appliances available on special order, such as built-in ovens, built-in cooktops, drop-in, slide-in ranges, and range hoods. Freezers, chest and upright, Whirlpool, Amana, and Frigidaire, sizes from 5 through and including 25 cubic foot, and most of those in stock. Jim?
Very good. Thank you, Kendall. I appreciate that. Well, I hope everyone had a good Christmas day yesterday. I hope you got together with family and friends and had a good time and probably exchanged a few gifts and niceties here and there. Well, of course, you know what today is. I think today is probably the largest gift exchange and return day of the year, but we're not going to talk too much about that because we know how much fun that can be for everyone involved. Just remember when you're standing in lines and working with folks to get those back, the people that work at the stores, people that own the stores, they don't really care for exchanges any more than you do. So it's kind of a two-way street there, too. So, yeah, enjoy all that. But, you know, a lot of folks, they prepare for the Christmas season. They prepare by buying gifts and wrapping them and all those kinds of things and getting ready for the big day and then really have the joy of exchanging and what have you. And I think for most of us, it's kind of the same. You know, when we're young, when we're children, we like getting stuff. You know, when we get older, I think we get more pleasure out of giving gifts and being the one who gets to have the joy of getting someone just that perfect thing that they really would have wanted and something that they'll use and they'll enjoy for years to come. But sometimes then we get a few weeks after that into January, and then what comes? That'd be the bill. And it gets a little bit difficult sometimes. And, you know, for some folks, it's just so easy to whip out the plastic and run that credit card through and burn a hole through that bad boy. And you don't even sometimes think about it. You don't write down what you've done. You don't keep track. You maybe don't have much of a budget for it. You just kind of do it. Or maybe you had a budget, but you got done with Christmas shopping early. And then you run across something and think, oh, I got to get that too because he'll love that, you know. And then all of a sudden, January rolls around, and here comes the credit card statement. Oh, my. Did I do all that? Well, yeah, it kind of works that way sometimes. You know, the average American, according to statistical numbers that they throw at us all the time, the average American spends over $750 for Christmas gifts during the Christmas season. That's a lot of money. You're shaking your head no?
Not me.
You didn't get there? You brought the average down?
I brought it down.
Well, sometimes it gets to be almost a competition in some families, and you know, it doesn't have to be that way, but, you know, it's nice to do nice things for people, though, too. But, you know, that's a lot of money to toss out there all of a sudden at once. And I think we've all been there at least once or twice in our lives where we've had that sticker shock come when the bill comes due, and yikes. And it's, you know, it's not that you can't give nice gifts during the holidays, but if you give a little thought and planning into it, you can actually save yourself some headache, some wallet ache later on, too, when you look at how the bills come due and things. Now, why are we talking about this after Christmas? Because you have all the time in the world now to prepare for. I can't help you with your credit card bill now. I can't do anything about that. Quite frankly, neither can you. What's done is done. But, you know, 12 months, Christmas is going to roll around again. So you have time to prepare and to plan for it. And that's really what it's all about. Everything in this world is all about preparation and planning. And if you plan ahead, you can help yourself down the road. And, you know, one of the ways, there are some things that you can do to avoid the big holiday debt. And the first one is to plan ahead to avoid that big holiday headache called the with the bill coming due. You know, if you put together some sort of a budget system, and it doesn't have to be anything dramatic. You know, some people will just grab a business-sized envelope, write Christmas on it, and put it in the desk drawer. And don't touch it unless you're dropping a couple of bucks into it. You know, make some sort of a plan to put away. You know, it's kind of the old, remember the old Christmas savings accounts? Maybe some banks and what have you, financial institutions still do that. But, we, you know, they used to do that all the time. And it's just, it's help, what it is, it's just helping us be disciplined. So, you know, if you've got some money each month or each week, each paycheck, whenever that rolls around, it doesn't have to be a lot of money, $5, $10, what have you. You know, you want to drop it in that envelope and then just don't touch it. Just make it a habit. You know, if you get to doing it for, you know, say a couple of months, it becomes habit. And it's and actually you might find that when Christmas rolls around, it's kind of hard to touch it. Once you get something like that started, then it's hard to touch it. Then you just kind of want to, oh, I hate to spend that. Maybe I'll just leave it there and let it keep growing. Well, that might not be a bad idea either, but however you can change those habits. You know, the amount you spend from year to year at Christmas time, you know, it might vary depending upon a lot of different things. Families grow, families change. But if you come up with some sort of a Christmas budget, look at what you did this year. And if that, you know, to you seems like it might be fairly normal, well, then just divide it out by 12 or by 52 or however you want to do that, 24 if you get paid twice a month. And then just start being disciplined. Take a few dollars, put it in the envelope. You know, you can do those kinds of things. You know, you might want to use your savings account to do that. Maybe you have a checking and a savings account. Maybe you just want to put a little money in the savings account each time as well. You know, you just sometimes it's tough if it's commingled because it's something that maybe you were saving for vacation or something too, and then it gets put away or maybe used for something else. But, you know, if you the point is if you want to set aside some money to use specifically during the Christmas season, you might want to set something up that's easy for you to use and something that you'll remember to do all the time. It's almost like rewarding yourself. That's why I like cash. I always get nervous when I hear pointy-headed people saying that we're going to do away with cash. It's going to be an all EBT world and whatever. Oh, please no. There's something special about having cash in your hand, in your pocket. You know, if we don't actually have money, I don't know how in the world you're ever going to teach kids how to budget for anything. You know, it's just it helps so much. So, but it's a little bit about discipline and stuff too, and it makes you feel good. You know, when you're able to put that cash in the envelope, just looking at that envelope each time you do that, and knowing that it's growing, you can see that happening. It's getting a little thicker each time. It helps. It helps to keep you on track. So, you know, just plan ahead for those kinds of things. The other one, second idea that you can use is to shop throughout the year. You know, so many people wait till the last minute to do all their Christmas shopping and things. You know, shop owners wouldn't mind if you shopped all year for Christmas. I had a grandmother who would do that. I know one year she was bragging about how it was May, and she was done. Her Christmas shopping was finished. Now, I know that's a little more difficult, it seems like, these days. When we were kids, we got gifts on our birthdays and at Christmas. Not so much anymore.
No.
Kids are pretty spoiled these days. Yeah. They pretty much get what they want when
that's
they
true,
want.
Yeah.
And society as a whole is more selfish than it's ever been. You know, if folks want something, they go out and buy it. Wouldn't it be awful to think you have the perfect Christmas gift for someone in June, only to find out that in October they went and bought it for themselves, not knowing that you'd already purchased it? I know that's tough sometimes, but, you know, you can plan a little bit through the year. You know, sometimes you just want to pick up little things, the stocking stuffers or something for other folks, maybe at the office or what have you. You're not going to spend a ton of money, but you can always kind of keep looking around for the different knickknacks and different types of things that they might like. And, you know, actually, if you... Shopping during the holidays isn't the most enjoyable thing for a lot of people. Guys, we don't enjoy it all that much. But, you know, if you shop throughout the year, you avoid the big crowds, you avoid the rush, you avoid the stress of crunch time and everything, too. So, you know, and it can make you sometimes more frugal in your buying decisions, too, because you're not just tossing it out there because you have to. So, you know, just think about it that way, too, that there are all kinds of deals offered during the years, too. Take advantage of sales and things. Merchants put those sales out there for a reason, to get you in the store. So oblige them. Go out and help them out at other times, not just during the Christmas season. And that's an easy way to do it, too. And if you do like to maybe give out little gifts and things, like to the mailman or what have you, you know, little tip-type gifts and things, you know, to pick stuff up once in a while randomly like that can really help you out there, too. It's a lot easier to do that over the course of time. A third tip would be to look for ways to save on your shopping as well. There are deals, well, we mentioned out there. Merchants put sales out there at different times for reasons. And, you know, hey, if they're going to do that for you, help them out. Help yourself out. You can avoid some of that holiday debt, maybe save some money along the way, too. You know, you can do all kinds of different types of shopping at different places and save yourself some money. Just look around for deals. You do that all the time with groceries, don't you? Don't you look for coupons? Aren't you always clipping and looking for special deals and things? Maybe getting some extra savings here and there? Hey, it works that way for other things, too. So if you're disciplined enough to be able to do those things, look out for those sales and take advantage of those kinds of things, too. And also the fourth tip, too, about trying to save some money on that holiday debt is remember that holiday debt can linger throughout the year. You know, people who just put the gifts they buy on their credit cards tend to let those balances sometimes sit there, and it earns high interest, which makes the credit card company money, not you. So credit cards, you know, in and of themselves, they're not bad things. They're just tools. But it's like any other tool as well. I mean, a hammer is great when it hits the nail. Not so great when it hits your thumb. So it's a tool. When used properly, it's a good thing. So when you use them to fund holiday purchases, and then but you don't intend to pay that all back right away, well, then it's not really a wise use of your money either. And I think most folks at some time or another have gotten themselves into maybe a little credit card issue, not necessarily a, you know, a catastrophic thing, but all of a sudden you get the heavy swallow and wonder where in the world that came from. Gulp. I don't remember doing that. But, you know, it's hard to dig out of those kinds of things, too, and you're going to pay for it over the long term. So, you know, if you know that paying for those Christmas purchases are going to be a challenge for you, then you can always look for ways to be frugal and at the same time allow you to be able to give the gifts that you want, too. You know, maybe you can do something that's homemade. You know, limit who you give to, or, you know, maybe you organize Christmas caroling followed up by treats at your home afterward. You know, there are a lot of different types of things that you can do for gifts as well. It's not necessary to spend yourself into oblivion. Christmas is supposed to be a happy time. January can be, too. It doesn't have to be an awful time when the bills come due and you're not sure exactly where that money's going to come from. So plan ahead now. You've got a whole year to plan ahead for that gift-giving time again, and that way maybe you can make that experience just a little bit more enjoyable for you and the people around you. I want to turn things back over to Kendall Warren so he can tell us a little bit more this morning about W&S Suppliance. Kendall?
Thank you, Jim. Got lots of Whirlpool, American Sinead, LG, and refrigerators. Got lots of units in stock, so good selections of models, colors, and prices. As usual, top trade-ins on any clean, used, working refrigerator at W&S Suppliance in downtown Atlantic. Washers and dryers, Whirlpool, Maytag, Amana, and LG, top load and front load, with tub sizes up to 5 cubic foot. We also offer Speed Queen washers and dryers. They are made in the United States. They carry a 3-year parts, labor, and in-home warranty service on both the washer and dryer. Also, in addition to that, 5 years on the washer motor and 10 years on the washer transmission. Got dishwashers, Whirlpool, Maytag, KitchenAid, built-in and convertible portable. Got some closeouts on some select models. And, of course, we do install the dishwashers that we sell and also service them. It's Thursday. The pot's on. Peanuts are out. And I'll be there till 8 this evening. Jim?
Excellent. Thank you, Kendall. Appreciate it very much. Hey, you go out and make it a great day, and God bless America.